What's up? I'm Tom.
I'm Mitch.
And we're C4.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
The roses that I bought you last week are just petals on the floor by your feet. Nah, they didn't stand a chance. And yeah, girl, I understand. You ain't got a damn clue, I bet. But I see broken hearts trace your steps. And anytime I hear the rain, I know just who to blame. Baby, what's it like to watch the sky throw stars down for you and nobody else? Baby, it's diamond rings everywhere you go. And right now, I guess your gravity got me too. Everything falls for you. Everything falls for you, yeah.
I swear you can make my Georgia. Plans change, baby, anytime you want. Just by walking through the door, or letting that dress hit the floor. I'm like the strap off your shoulder. The light's getting lower. Kissing you slower and slower.
The sky throw stars down for you and nobody else. Baby, it's time and knows everywhere you go. And right now, I guess your gravity got me too. Everything falls for you. What's it like to watch the sky throw stars down for you and nobody else? Baby, it's diamond rings everywhere you go. And right now, I guess your gravity got me too. There's nothing that I can do. Everything falls for you. Everything falls for you, yeah.
On the line now is Seaforth, which is Tom Jordan and Mitch Thompson. How you doing, guys?
G'day, how are you?
We're good. We missed each other because you're in Nashville still and I just left. So, but we'll see you here when you come in next week.
We were waving outside your hotel window, but I don't think you had your blinds open, mate. You didn't see us, but that's all right. Next time.
There you go. Never mind. Anyway, let's talk about it. You've got a great new single out with Jordan Davis called "Good Beer," and how did that come together?
Well, mate, we were on tour with Jordan through all fall last year throughout the US, and we'd written this song, and we always thought it would be great to have a collaboration on it, and because we were out with Jordan, we were like, honestly, his voice would be perfect for it, and. So we just sent it to him and said, what do you think of the song? Would you want to jump on it? And he'd heard us kind of play it live every night. And he was like, sounds like a hit. Let's go. Like, I'd love to do it. So we went and recorded it pretty quickly, honestly. It was like a matter of a month from deciding to do it with him to recording it to putting it out. So it all happened really quick. But I think he was literally perfect for it, and yeah, he crushed it.
Great. Well, we have been playing it over the weeks anyway, so we love
thank
it.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate that.
We love it here. Now, you're in Nashville, but you don't sound very Nashvillian, so tell us all about how you got there, because obviously you're from Australia.
We grew up in Sydney, Australia. We grew up in a little suburb in Sydney called Seaforth, which is, you know, where we got, obviously, our name from, but we moved out to Nashville like 4 years ago now, and we've always loved it out here, man. We were doing trips back and forth beforehand, and fell in love with the place, fell in love with the town, with the music here and everything, and we're super inspired, so just worked really hard to make it happen and to move out here full time. So we miss home a lot, but we do love it here in Nashville, and it's opened a lot of cool doors for us, and we've had some great experiences, so we're stoked, man.
That's good, because you were doing backward and forward from Australia to Nashville, then you were doing a performance at the Basement, and some nice people in the audience from Sony said, let's sign you.
Randy's crazy trip, man. The CEO of Sony Nashville sat literally in the front row in the center seat next to two of our friends that were in from Australia, and it was like, it was pretty funny, man, in this tiny little venue.
Yeah.
It was classic because there was like three labels there, and like they were already there, and Randy got there last, just pushed all the way to the front and just sat down like with a big smile, like, what do we got, boys?
Yeah.
You know, I can't stop thinking about the way I know you've been thinking about us. I could feel that tension hanging by a thread on the tip of your tongue. We've been dancing around this way too long. Babe, who are we kidding?
Yeah.
We got a lot to talk about. Like how your eyes look lonely and how I can stare forever. I kinda want your hands up on me. We got a lot to talk about. We both know what we're playing with. If we put our lips together, I wanna speak your body language. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about. Oh. It's the late nights drinking, staying out later than the rest of our friends. It's the conversation going on between us, never getting to the end. It's how I call you up on your way home.
Now, you've already made your Grand Ole Opry debut.
Yeah, we did, mate. And the best part about it, we had our mums in the audience with us. So they were both visiting from Australia, and both had their birthdays in the same like month period. And we got on stage, and then we ended up bringing them on stage too, so they could kind of get the whole experience as did we. But it was unreal, mate.
Brilliant. Now, what other music have you got out?
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, we've been putting out like music for the past like couple of years, like since we kind of moved out here and stuff. We put out a song last year called Breakups, which, you know, we're super proud of, and we've got some stuff that came out before that. We're super proud of all of it, obviously, but yeah, man, you can find everything like wherever you listen to music. You just search Seaforth and we're there. And then, yeah, we have a bunch of new music coming this year anyway, so we're excited to kind of put it all out and see how the people enjoy it or don't.
what's the website?
It'll be weareseaforth.com, as in we are S-E-A-F-O-R-T-H, Seaforth. Because we are.
Good. And obviously you can get you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and all that stuff.
Yeah, at weareseaforth also.
Okay, good. And you've obviously got videos on YouTube that people can have a tap in and have a look.
If you feel like laughing at some terrible golfing skills and outfits, the Good Beer music video came out in January too, and it's questionable, so Have a look at that.
Is that going to be your first trip to London for the C2C Festival? Is that the first time you've been over to the UK?
Yeah, dude.
Well, Mitch, you went.
When I was actually 16, I went for a soccer trip. We went to a few schools out there and did some training at, I think we trained at the Man City camp and a couple of different places in England. And then we actually flew over there for 2020 C2C and landed in London. And the next morning at 4 a.m., we had to leave immediately because everything was called off. So Tom had his head out the window, excited to see it for the first time, and we had to leave immediately. So we're super excited to get back there. We literally head out to the UK in like 5 days.
That must have been a terrible feeling, you wanting to do this festival and come over, then all of a sudden, you know, beyond your control, the whole thing got called off. It's dreadful.
I know, mate.
It was wild, and I feel like, you know, musically it was devastating because we were super excited to play music over there, and then also just lifestyle-wise to see, you know, the UK, like, I'd never been, and so, yeah, it was pretty rough. So we're super excited to be back there this year. We can't wait.
Well, let's put all that behind us and get moving on with some great music from you. Are you planning to come back to do more dates?
100%. Absolutely, man, yeah. That's a big part. A big goal of ours to be able to come back, hopefully every year, and tour and build a story over there as well. Cause, yeah, like, I feel like our music hopefully translates over there, and we want to just keep coming back.
Good. What stage are you doing at C2C?
We're doing the spotlight stage, I believe.
Okay.
And we're doing an after party as well, one of the nights.
Oh, very good. Anyway, well, I'll try and catch you when I'm up there. And it's been great talking to you guys.
Yeah, likewise, mate. Thank you for your time today. Appreciate you, bro. What's up? I'm Tom.
I'm Mitch.
And we're C4.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
Nah, I couldn't show you around. No city outside this town. Ain't much for the cocktail crowd. I've been there and I got kicked out. I ain't got no stock in Tesla. Just these 6 drinks to impress ya. Yeah, there's a whole lot I don't, but I know what I know. And a good beer is a cold one. If you got green, better roll one. My job is a slow one, down a back road, baby. I know that the whole town's for the home team. Better hold down in the mold jeans. And I'm damn sure that the day's done with a good beer. And a good beer is a cold one. And a good beer tastes better on a Friday night. Feels different under neon lights. Long as it's been sitting on ice, there ain't a time that it don't hit right. If you're drinking to forget her, or drinking to remember, well, there's a whole lot I don't, but I know what I know. And a good beer is a cold one. If you got green, better roll one. And the right drive is a slow one. Down on back row, baby, I know that the whole town's for the home team. Better hold down in them old jeans. And I'm damn sure that the day's done with a good beer. And a good beer is a cold one. Good.